right, welcome to episode 36 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. This week I'm smoking the Crowned Heads Jericho Hill. I'm smoking the Willie Lee size, 6x54. So let me just say hello to everyone. Hope you're having a good week, and I appreciate you stopping by to listen to the podcast again. So let me go ahead and go on over to the Crowned Heads website and give you the rundown on the Jericho Hill. John R. Johnny Cash is widely considered to be one of the most influential American musicians of the 20th century. His legacy continues to inspire many, including Crowned Heads. Jericho Hill was inspired by Cash's rendition of Cocaine Blues, found on Cash's 1968 live album at Folsom Prison. The song is a tale of a man, Willie Lee, who goes down a dark path brought on by the influence of whiskey and cocaine. Willie is captured in Juarez, Mexico, and is brought to justice by the sheriff from Jericho Hill. Cash was the fourth of seven children, and Jericho Hill marks the fourth regular production release from Crowned Heads. The four Vitola names were all inspired by lyrics and music found on At Folsom Prison, and when recited from smallest to largest, 44S, LBV, OBS, and Willie Lee take on a lyrical element of their own. The smoke is a full-throttle experience that assaults your palate at breakneck speed, races around your mouth for 100 miles, and leaves your taste buds in a cloud of power, intensity, and excitement. And that's the description from the Crowned Heads website. I'm going to go over to Cigars International because they have a little bit more about the actual blend of the cigar. It says, an ode to the man in black, and this is from CigarsInternational.com. No, not Will Smith. This cigar is dedicated to the true man in black, the one and only Johnny Cash. The folks over at Crowned Heads are sticking to their musically themed cigar lines and have decided to honor Cash with their newest release, Jericho Hill. Of course, this is from a couple years ago. One of the most influential American singer-songwriters of all time, Johnny's checkered past compelled him to perform one of his most famous tracks, Cocaine Blues, from his renowned concert at Folsom Prison. This is the ballad of a scorned man named Willie Lee, whose drug-induced rage got him arrested by a sheriff from Jericho Hill. Every aspect of this cigar takes inspiration from the song. Jericho Hill boasts a dark and sultry Mexican San Andres wrapper, which is a nod to both Juarez, Mexico, where Willie Lee was arrested, and to Johnny's nickname, Man in Black. Nicaraguan long fillers and a Nicaraguan binder help to give Jericho Hill some serious attitude, just like Johnny had. Stuffed to the brim with blasts of pepper, spice, and leather, this is one full-bodied firecracker. Only the most potent of blends would suffice in paying tribute to a legend of Johnny Cash's stature, and this one fits the bill. Rest in peace, Johnny Cash. And says here, the Crowned Heads Jericho Hill received a well-deserved 90 rating, noting, dark in appearance and flatly pressed, this cigar starts out herbal and woody, but develops healthier notes of toast, nuts, and spice that lead to a liquory finish. The profile is medium to full. The wrapper is a San Andres, like I said, and the binder and filler, let me click on the details, binder and filler are both Nicaraguan. And the Vitolas are the 44S as a Corona, 5.1x44. The LBV is a double Corona, 6.5x46. The OBS is a Robusto, 4.7x52. And Willie Lee is the Toro size, 6x54. So there's the story behind the Jericho Hill by Crowned Heads. And it's a really good smoke, one of my favorites, and so is Johnny Cash. So there it is, this week's cigar, Crowned Heads, Jericho Hill. So let's get back into Dr. Mike Heiser's book, What Does God Want? And this week's section of chapter 9 is entitled, Disciples Pray. In simplest terms, prayer is talking to God. But that needs some thought. Doesn't God already know what we're thinking? He does. So why pray? Prayer isn't for informing God. Prayer is a way we can show God, and others, that we depend on God. It's a way to express that we want God to act, that we aren't relying on ourselves, or that we cannot find a solution ourselves. Prayer fosters our own sense of dependence on, and security in, God alone. In that sense, prayer is worship. The same is true for prayer in groups. In Luke 11:1, the disciples, referring to John the Baptist and his followers, asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. Jesus' response is the now famous Lord's Prayer, Luke 11:2-4, and Matthew 6:9-15. It's important to note that Jesus didn't tell the disciples what words to pray in the Lord's Prayer. Rather, he told them to pray like this, Matthew 9:9. He was giving them a model. We don't need to use formulas or special words to talk to God. Just talk to God. Also, prayer should never be done for show. Luke 18:9-14. There's nothing in the Lord's Prayer that God isn't already aware of. Again, prayer isn't about filling in gaps in God's knowledge. Rather, the Lord's Prayer is laced with things like worship and honor of God, hallowed be your name, obedience to God's will, your will be done, forgiveness, forgive us our debts as we forgive others, and requests to be delivered from temptation and evil. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. Prayer is something that is designed to align our hearts with God's lordship of our lives and build an attitude of dependence on Him. The Bible is filled with prayers, both individual and corporate. If you read them, you learn that prayer is also a means by which we can pour out our feelings to God, anger, grief, love, etc. God isn't learning anything when we do that. We learn to submit to Him, believing He is good and knows best, and asking God for help. Jesus said God would indeed answer in the wider context of His wise will. In other words, God's answers may not always be what we want, but God knows everything else that's going on in the course of all human experience and behavior and is working His greater plan. God may also answer in an unexpected way. The prayers of the Bible are not self-focused. Most of their content is aimed at blessing others or asking God's mercy upon others. Paul's letters habitually include prayers for those to whom he's writing. Prayer is not always, or even mostly, about expressing our own needs and wants. Jesus prayed frequently. He followed his own teaching that prayer should be persistent, Colossians 4:2-6, and Luke 18:1-8. Jesus didn't get every prayer answered, which was acceptable to him, since he was more concerned that God's will would be done. Matthew 26:36-46. This is an important reminder about prayer. Jesus taught that God would answer when we pray, Luke 11:9-13, but we cannot assume that God would answer the way we want if we are disobedient to Him or not in concert with His own will. James 4:3, 1 John 3:22, and 5:14. And that's it for this week's section from Chapter 9 of What Does God Want? From Dr. Mike Heiser. Next week we'll continue reading in his book. And until then, please check out the show notes for all the links to Mike's stuff, his books, The Awakening School of Theology, his Naked Bible podcast, and check out Groundworks Ministries. There's a link in there for that for daily devotionals and Bible studies. And check out the link to the Burning Bush merchandise store, where we have t-shirts, mugs, stickers, magnets, all kinds of things to let others know about the show and help spread the word. So I hope you'll stop by again next week. And until then, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.